Next guest here to talk about a collector's show, the fourth edition right around the corner. This weekend, Art Prize and Second Avenue Arts continue to forge artist-collector relationships through this spring exhibition. I like that word, spring. That helps. To talk about it, always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Chris Protas. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Would you bring me some olive oil?
Yes. Yeah.
It's, man.
Yeah, really, really good stuff from Grand Haven.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. And don't drink it straight, right?
No.
Okay. Ellen Trumbo, appreciate you as well, doing great things in our area, including what?
Really just working on this collector's show and been a part of the Fire Barn Gallery as well that was open for quite a few years in Grand Haven.
Yeah, and give me your background again, Chris.
Well, I ran the Fire Barn Gallery for 4 years, the collector's show is sort of Fire Barn Gallery 2.0 in a way. Tyler Loftus is the curator and the creator of that show. Is the same as with the Fire Barn Gallery.
Great. So kind of hanging out in Grand Haven.
Yes, which is still a beautiful place to be.
You bet. I'll be there. When's the next race there? I might be there. Well, soon. It's a beautiful time. Hey, we have a beautiful time this weekend. The fourth edition of this collector's show, Chris.
Yeah, so the show is basically just to promote collecting in the area, mm-hmm. and obviously there's already collecting, there's already an art scene, but it's just to put a more emphasis on it. That's better for everybody.
And let's talk about the actual date, time, and place, Ellen.
So it's coming up this Friday night from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Art Prize Hub. That's, I think, 41 Sheldon Boulevard here in Grand Rapids. That's the opening night event, kind of the main event. The public is welcome. If you can't make it Friday night, it's also open Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. also in the Art Prize Hub.
Yes. So what's going on, Chris? What are we seeing?
Well, Mike and Tyler are bringing some pretty amazing work from New York. We've got some world-famous artists represented. And the cool thing is that work's going to be hanging right alongside the work of the regional artist, the juried selection, which, you know, there's like 60 artists represented there. And so you've got like Eugene Delacroix, Hans Hoffman, Arthur Dove, Alex Katz, Gerhard Richter, all the names you'd find in your art books. And just super cool.
Great. And who's your curator? Did you say Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler Loftus curating it.
Yes. So spring 2017, this is, I mean, the big picture is it's an exhibition to forge artist-collector relationships, Ellen. Expand a bit on
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. So obviously Art Prize has brought a lot of excitement to West Michigan related to the visual arts. And as artists ourselves, we just kind of picked out this particular aspect of that, which is collecting artwork. So it's important for an artist to be able to sell their art in order to keep making art. So it's kind of a basic idea, but, you know, just the experiences that Chris and I have had, along with Tyler and Mike, who owns Second Ave Arts, traveling the world, seeing a lot of art, being here in the area, and seeing the quality of work that you can find at Art Prize, we just wanted to showcase that along with the work that we know and love from big cities and big collectors and things like that. And the exciting part for us is that all of this work shows so well together. It's quite a range, and yeah, it's pretty exciting. So
you've mentioned Second Ave Art a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
That's just the company out of New York that we work with to bring the art from New York galleries to the area.
Chris, how many pieces of artwork, 80 contemporary artists we'll see?
Yeah, I think there is actually going to be more closer to 100.
Wow.
Yeah, but like I think we got about 65 artists from Art Prize and then another 30 from New York, I think.
And as you mentioned, on display, available for purchase.
Absolutely, at yes. at a guaranteed discount as well. So,
well, and as noted, 20% of the proceeds directly supporting arts education programming
for Art Prize. Yeah, and that's just part of the partnership. Yeah, and Art Prize has been great to work with too. You know,
that's great. Tell me about your art, Ellen.
Oh, I'm I'm a painter. I wear many hats right now in my life, but painting is kind of the one thing that keeps it all together. Oil paintings, I like living in Michigan, living in Grand Haven, and painting outside in the landscape. It's a beautiful thing. Chris and I actually have a show, along with Tyler, of our paintings up at Knox College right now in Illinois. So we were just there a couple weeks ago talking to students, and that was a pretty great experience. So, yeah, I like making work, and I'm passionate about showing work here in the Midwest and on the East Coast, and yeah.
And making a living doing it. Yay.
That's the point.
Yes. Chris, your art, please.
Oh, I'm a painter, you know. Yeah. My studio's here in Grand Haven. I painted for a long time, lived for a long time in New York, and I love working here. It's just a good fit.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the features that I know you mentioned, but get a little bit more into Robert De Niro Sr.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Before Robert De Niro was a famous actor, yeah. His father was a pretty famous painter, okay. And he worked pretty closely with the abstract expressionist, the people that you associate first with that, be Jackson Pollock and mm-hmm. de Kooning, and he was one of those guys.
Yeah. Described to here, I understand, a friend and contemporary of Jackson Pollock and Willem de Kooning, recently featured in a documentary, I see.
Yeah, Robert De Niro, the actor, basically just made a cool movie about his father. I think it was called Remembering the Painter?
Remembering the Artist.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, men artists and women artists are on display.
Right, you know? Actually... there's a woman, she's lived most of her life in New York, but she's from Iceland. Her name is Louisa Matthijs' daughter. Really incredible, beautiful painter. Another one I'm really personally excited about is Lois Dodd. I got to see some sneak peeks on the computer of her work, and that looks really beautiful. Yeah, and then we also have a couple that I've never seen before. Actually, that's, to me, one of the things about this show that's great here in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. Just these artists, you don't normally see their work around here, so it's a chance to get out and see it. We've got the Grand Rapids Art Museum, which does a really good job, the Muskegon Museum, but a lot of the work in this show would be museum-quality work and just, you know, special to this event, just here for a couple days. So I'd really encourage everyone to get out and see it.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we have our art prize moving into, I think, year number 9 this year. Grand Haven has, I don't want to say your own edition of, isn't there the Art Walk, Chris?
Grand Haven Art Walk, yeah. And we're, it's 1 year younger.
the kid sibling.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Again, all West Michigan, but you're right. There's about a half an hour to your good place, 40
yes.
minutes or so. How do we best walk in the door of the Art Prize Hub off of Sheldon? Where do I start to view 100 pieces of work, Chris?
So I would just recommend taking whatever time you need and just looking at what you want to look at. You know, no pressure.
Is there any rhyme or reason to... How do you curate what goes on the wall? I mean, the big pieces here, little pieces here.
That's kind of a hard thing to explain. It's just some people have a real gift for it, and Tyler does. You know, that many pieces, it's not easy to make it all flow together. That just takes time and a good eye.
Yeah, it's a purely visual thing, which is part of the point of the show, just to see the work next to each other. So you have to work really hard to hang things next to each other that pull out each other's strengths rather than compete with each other or this or that. But there will be art hanging all throughout the lobby of the Art Prize building, and they have a big, what do they call that room, Chris? It's like a big studio or they
the
just
gallery?
Have, yeah, it's kind of a gallery in there. So that room will be full as well, and we'll have little guides so that you can learn the artist's names, and obviously the prices will be on there so you can buy the work if you're interested. And as far as that goes, gosh, they range from extremely affordable. In fact, in my opinion, some of them are too affordable, you know, all the way up to very serious collectors. So really the show is for everyone, even if you're interested in buying art. So, yeah.
Right. Obviously, this has a track record. This, the fourth edition of the Collector Show Spring 2017. Chris, is there a I mean, is this an annual event, or is this will there be a fall 2017?
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, keeping it twice annual. And it's been pretty successful. So
we usually do an installment during Art Prize, which is kind of exciting because a lot of artists are already bringing their work to Grand Rapids. I feel like in the fall we get more international artists as well in our open juried pool. In the spring it's a lot more regional. It's more people that live right around here and can get their work here easily. But yeah, we do it once in the spring and once in the fall during Art Prize.
I should know this, but have both of you displayed an Art Prize? You both had Art Prize works?
No, I haven't actually
displayed
no.
in it. We've worked yeah. with them and done yeah. projects, but no.
We've put on a lot of shows related to Art Prize, but personally, no.
Art Prize is young. Who knows where we are in the future?
Right.
Okay. We've got a party this weekend. So I'll start with you, Ellen, and some closing comments.
Sure. Yeah, I would just encourage everyone to come out this Friday night to the Art Prize Hub from 6 to 10 p.m. You can meet the curator. You can meet a lot of the artists. You can meet me and Chris. Everyone's open to talking about the work and looking at the work, and it should be really fun.
Very cool. Reception included as well. Chris, Ellen, thank you. Is there a way to find out more about your personal work?
Not particularly online at this point. Yeah, you can find me at Harbor Restaurants in Grand Haven if you'd like to talk more about that. So
that's great. Chris?
Yeah, just to, you know, reiterate, you know, the point behind the show is to promote collecting. And that's real important in the area for everybody, you know. I think it's just an opportunity to, because Art Prizes has really made the art scene here blow up. And so I think the collecting needs to reflect that as well. And yeah.
Yeah, great. Chris, a way to find out about you?
You can go to chrisprotus.com, see some paintings if you want.
Great. And of course, that Second Arts has a website of its own.
Second Ave Arts.
Second Ave Arts.
Yep. And they've done a lot of projects and they represent several artists. And yep.
Awesome. All right, guys, have fun this weekend. On behalf of Art Prize and Second Ave Arts, continuing to forge this artist-collector relationship through the spring exhibition at the Art Prize Hub. Take care, Chris and Ellen.
Thank you.